Dreamscape presents Buttercream Bump Off by Jen McKinley. Narrated by Susan Boyce. 1.
You need to get to the corner of 5th Avenue and Scottsdale Road, now.
Angie?
Melanie Cooper barely recognized her business partner's voice through her sleep-induced haze.
What's going on?
5th and Scottsdale.
Angie DeLora repeated. The phone went dead. Mel glanced at the cell phone in her hand, then at her alarm clock, which read 6:57. A phone call this early in the morning had better mean Angie's car had been stolen or was on fire. She heaved off her comforter and rolled out of bed. Mel didn't like mornings on the best of days, but in January, even in Scottsdale, Arizona, it surely was a crime to be dragged out of bed before the sun, especially without a cup of coffee to chase away the morning chill. Still, Angie had been her best friend for more than 20 years. She wouldn't have called if it wasn't important. That thought got Mel moving. She grabbed a thick hooded sweatshirt and tugged it on over her flannel pajamas. She could feel the static raise her short blonde hair up, and she imagined she looked like a troll doll on a bad hair day without the cute belly button. She jammed her feet into her slip-on sneakers and grabbed her keys. Mel lived in a snug studio apartment above their cupcake bakery, Fairy Tale Cupcakes, in the heart of Old Town Scottsdale. Angie was her partner, along with their other childhood friend, Tate Harper, who was their main investor. The corner of 5th and Scottsdale was only a block away. She could be there.